We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Michaela Gordon. Aw, Michaela, you were on American Idol when you were just a wee little lass.
Yes, it was the best.
Do you know where you... Do you know where you were 15 years ago today?
Oh my God, no. Where? I don't know.
You were at the American Idol finale watching Carrie Underwood steal your spotlight.
Oh my gosh.
15 years ago today, Carrie Underwood took what should have been yours.
It was today? Really?
Yes, ma'am.
It was in October?
15 years ago, Carrie Underwood's life changed when she auditioned. Oh, her audition. Sorry, girl.
Yeah, that makes sense. Her audition, that makes sense. Wow, 15 years ago she auditioned.
So you're leaning toward 15 years soon then.
It's interesting because I too have a very big audition today trying to impress Fran Drescher about the reboot of The Nanny who will be on the show today.
Go ahead, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to say, listen, I've been preparing for 15 years for this reboot. I'm here.
No, she says we're casting only 22-year-olds.
I'm going to say, well, you were 31 when you booked The Nanny and I'm 31, so we should just stick with the program.
Hey, last night was a lot of fun. I want to thank Allie Johnson from Drop the Subject for inviting us out to Hamburger Mary's West Hollywood, where we played bingo, where I think you won, but technically the game you won, a lot of other people won, and you had to go in the bag of crap, which is the consolation prize, but you got a little pop-it thing for the cell phone.
Well, naturally, I did not win. Lisa won, and then let me take the glory.
Oh, I see.
She was like, go up there. She knows I like to do everything. Mm-hmm. So she won. She was playing like four different cards, by the way, smoking it out.
Yeah.
Gave me the thing. I got to go up and get the prize. I lost against the other 12 people. Mm-hmm. But we did. The little popper was fun. Allie was so much fun. Her wife, Katie, is everything.
Aww.
They were so cute. You did a great job calling out the balls.
Yeah,
everyone thought
fun.
You were so funny. Oh. It was great.
Listen, I love when people come together like that. It's really nice to kind of help support other people creating art. Specifically, art was such a funny messaging. It's a Butch Pal for the Straight Gal. It's a funny comedic series play on queer art. It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
So cute. And I love that they're going to have their funding to finish the project. All right, hey, coming up in the show, let's write. We got Fran Drescher on with us, which we love. You did her sitcom Living with Fran.
Yes, I
went to the premiere of that and got in trouble for doing something naughty with a girl in the photo booth. And I walked away while the images had been printed. I thought it was just for fun.
Oh my God. That was her premiere?
That was the premiere for Living with Fran.
Wow.
I got in big trouble, but yeah, I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah, we want to know.
Also, this hour, Nigel Lithgow, great guy. As you know, he's the producer of American Idol when Michaela was there, and he's on the judging panel of So You Think You Can Dance, as well as being a producer there. He'll chat with us a little bit. He's got some big stuff coming up. And then what are your deal breakers in a relationship? Do you have any?
Yeah, I feel like we've touched on this before, but there are certain things like I don't like lying. You know that?
No
like
lying.
You cannot lie. You just have to be very honest with me because I'm pretty easygoing. I feel like I might get mad, but you just can't lie. So that's like the biggest one for me.
All right, I've got a couple of little stupid ones, but you'll tell me if you think that they are worth it or not.
Yeah, we're going to go through the list.
Yeah, that's right. And also, whatever happens, if you ever try to incite a crowd to say something and then they go the opposite way, well, that might have happened to Kamala Harris, and we'll tell you how that all goes down in just a little bit. But for now, it is time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, happy birthday if you're celebrating a birthday. You are with fabulous celebrities this morning. Our Clueless star, Alicia Silverstone, is turning 43 today. I can't even stand it, as if. You have Susan Sarandon. She's turning 73. Rachel Lee Cook. You know her from She's All That, the iconic movie where she walks down the stairs in her red dress and then she falls over. Literally my life. She's turning 40. And Dakota Johnson is turning 30 years old today as well. So happy birthday birthday if you are celebrating a birthday. Now, in news, senators who will decide the fate of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will start reading the report from the FBI's investigation of him this morning. It comes as Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set up a procedural vote on Kavanaugh's nomination for tomorrow. If that's successful, a final vote could come Saturday. Democrats and others are still grumbling about the FBI inquiry, saying many witnesses would have possibly corroborated the sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh were not interviewed. All right, guys. Well, in other news, one police officer was killed and six other law enforcement officers were injured after a man opened fire on them in Florence, South Carolina. County deputies were executing a search warrant when the man started shooting. These officers went there unknowing the firepower the suspect had. Florence County Sheriff Kenny Boone said the officer who was killed, Florence Police Officer Terrence Caraway, had just recently been given a pin recognizing 30 years of public service. After a two-hour standoff, the shooting suspect was arrested. All right, you guys, well, in super fun news, in support of National Coming Out Day and the one-year anniversary of Channel Q, we're flying you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q, Los Angeles, California, for a weekend getaway. We'll take you out in West Hollywood for happy hour at the world-famous Abbey. We'll put you up in an amazing hotel, and we'll give you two tickets to LA's biggest event of the year, We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl, starring Taylor Swift, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, and more. Celebrate Channel Q's coming out and National Coming Out Day in LA. Go to wearechannelq.com to enter to win. And for more details now coming up, this man helped me find my claim to fame on American Idol. Nigel Lithgow will be joining us talking about a new event that he has coming up in April and how he feels about the So You Think You Can Dance winner, Bailey, who just took this season. Coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
All right, Michaela Gordon, now this is the moment of truth. You and I are in separate boats because you've been with your partner 4.5 years. And so I don't know if you actually can have deal breakers. I guess you've kind of overcome many of them in this relationship. Otherwise, you'd have left sooner.
Yeah, no, we definitely have. And the things that like we didn't like about each other, we just took to therapy and then now we are killing it. So
how do you negotiate issues? Do you have to like, you don't always get your way. You actually told me something funny the other day. I assumed in your relationship that you always get your way, but you actually were saying at the end of the day, you respect your partner's opinion and you might be wrong sometimes and just have one opinion and then you'd be like, nope, Lisa was right.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When you look at our relationship, it's very easy to be like, oh, Michaela's a little brat. She probably gets her way and Lisa just gives it to her.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That was the joke.
A lot of people doing it and it is the joke and we laugh about it. But the truth is, and honestly, after 4.5 years, I respect Lisa so much. Over the past 4.5 years, I've learned that the biggest thing for me is that she is also equally as happy in this relationship. Yeah. And so it's very important that she gets to like have her way too. So she
can have it her way.
She can have it her way sometimes. And she has really good ideas. And sometimes I'm just like, you know what? You can just take the win. Take it. You got it.
Well, all right. So Queerty has come out with a new article about gay guys revealing their deal breaker. So that'd be fun if you just kind of pitch me some of the things that some gay guys out there say are their deal breakers. And I'll tell you if I agree or disagree and if that applies to me.
Yeah, so it's hilarious, some of them, but others I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, that would be one for me, including this one. He went outside to smoke. How do you feel about smokers?
No, you can't smoke. Sorry.
You can't, even if you're like
smoke,
drunk.
No, you can smoke medicinal, you can smoke marijuana, that's fine for me, but right, not, but you can't smoke cigarettes.
Could they do a vape? Where you can't smell the cigarette smoke.
So here's the thing about vaping. People are so aware that it's a little annoying. So they hide it and you have this weird mechanical device. You ever see they hide it? And I'm like, I can see you vaping.
That's real.
You used to vape here in the morning in this room. And we were like, what are you doing?
I know. Why am I like this? I did. All right, here's another one. Him saying no homo in a situation that had nothing to do with being gay.
I'm out.
Nope. I'm convinced the guys who say it are closeted.
Yeah, I can't. No.
That was annoying. Yeah, that's annoying to me too.
No, yeah, that's a no.
This one says, I realized he is not shy, just empty. And that's rough, honey.
Ooh, that's rough. That's almost like a best friend realization when you meet your friend's like significant other for the first time. You're like, He's just shy. Like, no, there's nothing there.
Just has nothing going on. No conversation to be had. Okay, here's one. Okay. Being too involved in religion, totally fine if you believe, but please keep it to yourself. That's tough.
Yeah, so religion is tricky because I've met a bunch of guys who are very faith-based or are still very connected and they still go to church on Sunday. And, you know, it's like it's weird for me because I have a religious background and it didn't work out so great for me. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would cut him off. I don't think that's a deal breaker.
Okay, here's one. I recognize that he's straight. He's still going to be in my mental spank bank, but I will not waste my thoughts thinking something else could happen.
Yeah, no, I'm not fantasizing over straight guys.
Yeah.
I have enough insecurities. I don't need you not liking my gender as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. All right, here's another one. This would be you. Just overall boring conversation with him, having no motivation or goals. You'd be like, no, I'm out.
No motivation or goals? No, I'm out.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that.
No.
Okay, here's another one. First high school crush, he got a girlfriend. Second one, I overheard him say, he looks so dorky about me. Third one, high school ended. What does that even mean? What was that quote? Honestly,
a weird deal breaker.
He's a deal breaker because I don't understand what he's talking about. Okay, well, turned out to be just too bland.
Oh, yeah. No, we need a little flavor or a little swag or a little edge.
Yeah.
Hey, you know the guy I like in Vegas?
Yeah.
I actually thought I might have just crossed his deal breaker thing. I said, morning. You know the response I got? Well, that was lazy. So, you know, your girl Kamala Harris was in Nevada recently. You know, she was at one of her events, the fundraisers or the rallies, you know, when they get all their supporters together and they talk about what they're going to do for this country and excite their base and hopefully get people energized and donating money so they can continue to run, basically sharing their ideas, listening to the folks of the town. Well, before I get to what happened to Kamala, have you ever tried to incite a crowd, got lost, and all of a sudden you realized, I think the crowd's not on my side here?
Yes, it's me, of course,
God.
There's nothing awkward. You know what it is? It's not even that they're, well, actually, no. Remember when I did the lesbian cruise and everyone walked out during my show?
That.
Didn't incite anyone then.
Mm-hmm.
Had a woman in a wheelchair literally wheel herself out of my show. Went up a hill.
She was like, cardio is better than listening to this chick.
The effort it takes for a woman to wheel herself from the front row all the way to the back on a hill.
Do you ever like cheer for the wrong thing because you misunderstood the question?
Again, yes.
I think that might be what happened to several people in the audience. Kamala Harris is basically talking to people and asking them if they're ready for her presidency. That was kind of the point she was trying to make. And I guess they were just so eager to be boisterous that they cheered at the wrong part. So have a listen here.
I'm at the stage of the campaign where I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm just going to engage in real talk. I don't want to waste your time with anything else. Let's just have some real talk. So real talk. In this election, in the last kind of couple months, certainly a few weeks, there's this whole conversation that's been coming up about electability. Focused on our campaign. Is America ready for that?
No.
Well, yes, they are.
Whoopsie. I think they meant like, you know, the ones that said no, they basically were, I think what they misheard was, you know, this discussion of electability, like, is America really going to be, you know, I think they were actually on her side, but they cheered the wrong thing.
Well, first of all, of course, they're on her side. They're there to support her. And
but
I
also,
thought,
what if, can you imagine you're there midway through and you're like, you know what? I'm having second thoughts. I'm going to give a big no here.
You know what? I'm going to let her know I'm not into this idea.
And I'm going to let her know loudly.
No.
I want this to go viral.
You know, I love the word no. And there's so many ways that you could say no that are also just very humorous. Just no.
Have you ever had, I've been to an event where someone says one thing and you're like, yes, say nothing, yes. And they say one more thing, you're like, ooh, that's too far.
Yeah.
And then, but you already committed and your body was ready to say yes again.
Yeah. Have you ever then actually said yes and it was inappropriate and you were like,
yes. I was at a brunch and this is like a brunch thing and they were like, who's ready to blah, 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 blah after this? Yay. Who's ready to blah, blah, blah? Yay. Who's ready to go hike Runyon Canyon? I was like, No. We're not doing that.
Not hiking, not for us. It's not who we are.
Not after this big brunch. Get out of here.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, coming up in the next hour, a settlement has been reached for the Route 91 victims. Do we think it's fair? Do you think it's fair? And then coming up, what is the stupidest thing you've done for attention? Literally, I feel like all signs point to me. This is my entire life. We're talking about it coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
It is Friday. And, you know, right around this time last year, you and I were asked, and we said yes. to do a little Rocky moment. Remember? I put you in a red wig.
Yes.
You might have played a certain color. I might have been riffing, raffing around.
Oh my God, wait, was that this time last year?
It was October-ish, yeah.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
I know, but do you remember that we stayed up to like 1 in the morning because the show wasn't over until midnight, and then we got here at 4:30.
And we were so tired.
So tired.
And do you remember that I literally forgot all the words to an iconic song?
Do you remember that I forgot all the words to Time Warp? And so the music just vamped and vamped and vamped.
How about
I had
the
beautiful
choreography
makeup.
They taught us? Threw that out the window.
Yep, don't know what that was.
Started to do my own dance moves.
Yeah. Listen, Johnny Reinhardt had every right to fire us. I'm glad he didn't, but he could have.
I know.
Oh, so fun. Everyone's getting into the holiday spirit. Let me tell you something. So, you know, my Justin's coming to visit tomorrow, and my roommate halfway started decorating, and he left everything in piles. So I texted him yesterday. I was like, hey, what's the plan? Because you know when someone has a creative vision, you're like, I don't want to start hanging stuff in a way that you don't like.
Right.
But also, it can't just lay here in piles.
Right.
The boy's coming. Got to clean up the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did he clean it up?
No. But maybe he's planning to doing it today. But he's today and tomorrow.
Girl,
and
that's
it.
You better get to it, honey.
Otherwise, it's just going to be shoving all that stuff in the oven kind of situation.
Yeah, I love that. We
something
don't
like
cook,
Fran
so
Drescher
do
would
that.
Do. And speaking of Fran Drescher, she's going to be on the show. Obviously, you know her from her iconic sitcom, The Nanny, Living with Fran, Happily Divorced. But she's going to be in Palm Springs performing at a really fun event. She's going to talk to us about that. And I want to talk to her about Cancer Schmancer. It's a great organization that she started after her own battle with, I believe it was breast cancer. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she'll be on with us in a little bit. But also, there was a settlement reached for the Route 91 victims in Vegas. Is it fair? How much can you, what's the price tag on human life and for the memories and for the trauma that caused so many of the survivors? We'll discuss that. That's so loaded. You and I were both in Vegas at the time when that happened. All right, so before we get there, I guess it is time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking
about? Yes, okay, you guys. Well, if you are celebrating a birthday, first of all, happy birthday. I hope you live your life this weekend. You also celebrate your birthday with some very fun celebrities. Alicia Silverstone from Clueless. Duh, she's 43. I can't even stand that she's 43 and she still looks so beautiful. She could wear those knee highs any day. Susan Sarandon, 73. Rachel Lee Cook, 40, from She's All That, the iconic scene where she's running down the stairs in her red dress and falls over. Also me. And Dakota Johnson is 30 years old. So happy birthday to our celebrity friends and to you who's celebrating your birthday. Now on to some serious news. This is breaking news, you guys. The Supreme Court agreed today to take up an abortion case this term, adding an explosive issue to an already robust docket of controversial issues. The justices will consider a Louisiana law that requires doctors to obtain admitting privileges from a nearby hospital. This is the first abortion case that will be argued since Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined the bench, solidifying a conservative majority. Now, the story is breaking, but we will continue to keep you updated throughout the show. Now, speaking of Brett Kavanaugh, senators who will decide the fate of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will start reading the report from the FBI's investigation of him this morning. It comes as Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell set up a procedural vote on Kavanaugh's nomination for tomorrow. If that's successful, a final vote could come Saturday. Democrats and others are still grumbling about the FBI inquiry, saying many witnesses who could have possibly corroborated the sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh were not interviewed. All right, you guys. Well, in other news, a federal judge in California has put up a roadblock to one of the Trump's administration's immigration initiatives. A preliminary injunction was granted that, for now, stops the government from terminating temporary protected status, known as TPS, for immigrants from Sudan, El Salvador, Haiti, and Nicaragua. TPS protects people in the U.S. from having to return to countries hit by war, epidemics, and other natural disasters. The Trump's administration has worked to end the protections for most immigrants, saying conditions in their home countries had improved. All right, you guys, well, this is a good time to remind you that we have a party going on, and it's in support of National Coming Out Day and the one-year anniversary of Channel Q. We're flying you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q, Los Angeles, California, for a weekend getaway. We'll take you out in West Hollywood for happy hour at the world famous Abbey, put you in an amazing hotel, and give you two tickets to LA's biggest event of the year, We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl, starring Taylor Swift, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, and more. Go to We Are Channel Q to enter to win for more details. Okay, you guys, well, I'm getting a panicked face from our producer Justin. He's terrified about something. I think I messed something up. Why am I like this? We'll talk about it coming up.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Like, we spend a lot of time talking about people who are less talented who make more money than us.
No, that's a definite conversation we have every morning.
There are these two influencers, I'll call them, who I think came from the adult space.
Oh, yeah, they're porn
stars. Yes, but they're now gay icons in some way. They've found their way into the community, and now all these different gay folks are partnering with them on products and makeups, and they're advertising. It can't be good, delicious bubblegum, naughty fun, and I just love everything about it. Mm-hmm. Switching gears entirely, about 2 years ago, right around now, to be honest, it was the early parts of October, I believe this all went down, but we were in Las Vegas. You were performing at Rose Rabbit Lie. I was doing Sex Tips, which is a hilarious play that was running at the Paris, and obviously we're all aware of the Route 91 shooting that happened from one of the rooms in the MGM. Down to concert goers who were in sort of an outdoor country music festival. Sadly, many people lost their lives. It was another one of those mass shootings that, you know, was one of the deadliest here in the U.S. Well, now there's been a settlement was announced with the victims of the Las Vegas massacre, about $800 million. The way it's going to be dispersed, they haven't really announced it yet, but they're expected the whole process to be done in late 2020. I'm just going to read a quick statement from the MGM folks, and you tell me what you make of all of this. They say, "Our goal has always been to resolve these matters so our community and the victims and their families can move forward in the healing process." So,
you know, here's the thing. This is a very sensitive story for me because I'm from Vegas. I grew up in Vegas. My family's still in Vegas. And to our listeners, 94.1 HD2, we're sending you so much love, as I know you guys are still probably grieving. It was a very emotional time for Vegas and still is. I think it's difficult because there's, you know, it's funny, the lofts that me and Lisa used to live in was down the street from the garden where they ended up creating that particular garden for the 58 people that passed away. And it's a beautiful remembrance for them. So you look at it and you do get emotional. I think that money's never going to make it easier. I mean, they lost people that they loved. Yeah. I think the MGM has done the best that they can. I think that settlements could be helpful, but at the end of the day, you're not going to get your loved one back.
Right.
And I think that's the saddest part of it all.
For the survivors, many of them who still have debilitating injuries and who are living with the impact of what that night, and that was, there's a woman who I was just watching a video, still has shards of, you know, fragments in her skull and her brain, she says. And, you know, I think you layer that with the trauma that the folks experienced, right? It's not something you easily forget. Just a couple blocks away is where we were, really just down, just literally a walking distance. And I still remember feeling so, it was heightened. It was reminding me very much of 9/11, where you don't know what's happening. You're trying to watch the news in real time and the anxiety is high. But it made me honestly totally stop and take account. But the next day, you know what I found really troubling is there were the AK-47 rental places or shooting ranges just advertising up and down the strip the next day.
Yeah.
Everything was closed. All the theaters were closed. Mm-hmm. It was like a ghost town. And then these places were advertising. And I get some people may have felt, this is how I get my power back, is to go and hold one of these weapons and shoot a target. But to me, I was like, I don't want to see guns for a while. And isn't Vegas open carry? I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. You know, I will not also forget, I happened to be with Todrick at the time in Chester, my best friend. And we are like comedians. We're so obnoxious. Nothing like offends us. Nothing bothers us. And I remember just sitting in the room and we were just crying. And we were like, you don't know what to do. And I had a girlfriend of mine call me and she said, my sister just FaceTimed me. She's at the festival. She's running while she's FaceTiming me and I can't go get her. I don't know what to do. Those moments are imprinted on their minds. And those are some of the least stories that happen. People actually watch their loved ones die or watch them on FaceTime. And those things can't be forgotten. And those things can't be replaced with money or with time. It's just something that will forever be a scar.
For those who, you know, obviously were injured and have, you know, a long road to recovery, whether it's with physical therapy or whatnot, or have surgeries that'll take years or whatever to complete, I guess the money in some ways would be helpful for the medical expenses that they'll have to endure. But you're right. I don't know if we can put a price tag on human life. I'm sure for some of the families grieving, maybe it'll help them move on, or if they want to move away, or I don't know. Maybe they'll create a grant in their person's honor or something. But $800 million. I don't know.
That's a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's good though, because 9 Democratic presidential candidates were in Vegas on Wednesday for a forum on gun violence. And we need more conversations about the importance of gun control. And they have these really big festivals in Vegas, oddly enough, where you can go and they set up shop crazy. And you can just go and buy any guns you want.
Yeah.
You can just go home with them. I know a guy that literally has a house full of guns, doesn't need them. Likes to have them, and you could just easily go and buy them, and you could around the same time that this shooting happened. And so I just think that by remembering the victims, it reminds us what our fight is, and our fight is we just want better gun control, because you can't get those lives
back.
Yeah,
just common sense gun reform and the thing that, you know, allows people to hold on to their Second Amendment right while also making the country safe and making it a privilege, although everyone is guaranteed via the Constitution to have access to a gun. It should be also, we should filter in mental health issues. Is this person a violent person?
Right.
Are they responsible enough to be a gun owner? Those are just kind of feelings I have about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, if you're going to do or say something really, really bad, do yourself a favor. Don't write it down or say it out loud, because in this modern age, honey, people come with receipts, and that's exactly what's going on with envoys for Trump and that whole Ukraine situation. Honey, there are some text messages that just resurfaced and people are gagged.
And I whoop.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Okay, let me tell you something. Do you get nervous of sending texts or emails when you know that if someone saw that, you'd be in big trouble? Are
yes.
you are you not are you thinking like pretty much people you send things to are trustworthy, or do you just always have you ever written in code where you don't want to say what it is?
Oh yeah,
about?
Yeah. No, here's the thing. I've definitely text things and I'm like, if somebody saw this, I would be in so much trouble.
Yeah.
So I try to be aware of it. I think if it's going to be really bad, then I just try to like call the person and do it over the phone so there's no receipts.
And pray there's no wiretap.
And I'm just like, please, God. But I mean, I've done it. We talk about it where we've sent those actual texts to the person we were talking about. Like,
uh-huh.
We've talked about this.
Yep.
It's mortifying.
Well, listen, what happened? Text messages were released yesterday between U.S. diplomats and a senior Ukraine aide. They show how a potential Ukrainian investigation into the 2016 election was actually linked to a desired meeting between the president of the Ukraine and President Trump. And the text messages, which, by the way, were released by the House Intelligence Committee, underscore how Trump's personal attorney, Mr. Rudy Giuliani, was actually closely connected to U.S. policy on Ukraine and was involved in setting up the infamous July 25th phone call between Trump and Zelensky, in which Trump also urged an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. So this was a little bit preemptive in terms of, I think, here's the thing. Text messages are now being released about things that Trump has already spoken about. He says the phone call was pure. It was beautiful.
Did he say beautiful?
You know how he is. Yes, he does. It was a beautiful, you know how he does. I can't. And now we're finding out that they were basically aides to the president and to Zelensky.
Zelensky, yeah.
That actually had been speaking prior to the call. So basically, the ducks have been lined up all in alignment with the goal to investigate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
On these false claims that they had done something corrupt.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think that, unfortunately, we talk about this a lot, nothing is going to really get under Trump's skin. Nothing will actually get him impeached, I don't think. All he wants to do is just freak out on Twitter.
I think he will. Yeah, we pull up some of his most recent
yes,
tweets.
Yeah.
So I think, here's the thing. I think if worse comes to worse, and the whistleblower who's already unloaded all the stuff, if his story starts continually lining up with hard evidence like these text messages, which basically show that Trump administration had been in cahoots with Ukraine prior, I think it's very likely that Trump will get impeached and then it won't make it through the Senate. But he'll just be the same thing that happened to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We have a little audio, but before we listen, here is his recent tweet right now. He said, when you're making an unsubstantiated statement that the president is making a claim having to do with quid pro quo, this witness has blown a big hole into that statement. The ambassador put a dagger in the heart of Schiff's fairy tale. So he's now, he then retweeted, I think it's outrageous that a whistleblower is a CIA agent. So
that's literally what the whole purpose is for. So listen, he basically is saying he's okay with going to foreign governments mm-hmm. and asking them for dish or to get dish on his political opponent. We already knew he did that with the Ukraine. Listen to him double down on that and add another country to that list of people that should investigate the Bidens. Listen.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
So you're saying that we are now allowed to go to foreign countries and say, hey, listen, can you do me a favor? Can you give me some dirt on my political opponent? Can you help me continue to stay in office? I mean, that's just not great.
Yeah, well, he doubles down on Twitter and he says, as president, I have an obligation to end corruption, even if that means requesting the help of a foreign country or countries. It's done all the time. This has nothing to do with politics or a political campaign against the Bidens. This does have to do with their corruption. So that's how he's trying to keep his base. Listen, this is just corrupt, and then we're getting to the bottom of it.
Biden thing is like based on non-facts. It's like literally made up, and it was debunked many times over. So it's like he's basically creating this fantasy and this lie for why he is outsourcing things to foreign countries, really putting ourselves at risk, because then he owes them something.
Yeah.
And they've got something on him. So yeah. I don't know.
Well, listen, Trump has done a lot of stupid things, we think, just for attention. But what are some of the things you've done that are so stupid for attention? Trust me, I've got a laundry list, as you'll know, and we'll talk about it coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
I don't think I can do it. I'm just going to let you know right now, this is actually happening, and I don't think I could do it. I don't care how big of a music fan you are. It doesn't even matter that this is from the band Kiss. I would not have the fandom or love for any artist to do what these fans are going to do for Kiss.
1,000%. Not happening on my... Not on my watch. Not on my dime.
Listen, having played basically every corner of the earth for almost like 50 years, Kiss is a rock band that is, you know, iconic. Well, now they've decided that they're going to partner with Airbnb in this promotional event, and they're going to perform for Great White Sharks and 8 fans separated from them by a small submarine. Now, basically, it's part of this promotion. Like I said, for Airbnb, the fans and Kiss are going to travel November 18th in separate boats off the coast of southern Australia. Now, while Kiss stays above the board on one vessel, the fans will be lowered beneath the surface of the water from a second boat. So like a submarine, that's what's going to happen. And they're going to basically view, be in the submarine where the sharks are swimming around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to use underwater speakers.
Oh,
Kiss
yeah.
will begin to play, and the sound will be audible to the submerged fans and the sharks.
Yeah.
Because sharks like, apparently, things at a lower decibel.
Yeah, because that sounds so much fun. No! I would never...
I wouldn't even go into the Finding Nemo submarine at Disneyland.
I'm going to tell you something. The footage that I see that people are able to capture of sharks, like, they'll take, like, a photo, like, above the ocean, and then you can see, like, sharks creeping underneath boats and creeping... I'm not the one. Also, I don't like being underwater. I get claustrophobic when I'm scuba diving. Remember that?
I think you were, weren't you on a jet ski and you were freaked out because you saw a fin and it was a dolphin? Wasn't that you?
No. Me and the jet ski and Lisa have a totally different story.
You were never in some body of water and you mistook a dolphin for a shark. I thought you told me that, so maybe
no, I didn't. It sounds like me, but no, I never did. I will say this. I thought I was very adventurous and fun, and I was like, oh, I'm so cool. And I decided to scuba dive, and I literally had a panic attack and swam my butt right back up.
Well, it's also heavy. The equipment is really heavy.
Well, but it's also very quiet. It, like, it's so isolating down there,
No.
So I'm not going, even if music's playing. No, this is a nightmare. Actually, the more I'm thinking about it.
The idea, listen, I understand there are people who love to like swim and go, you know, like snorkeling or so. I've done snorkeling. That's okay. The scuba diving, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's just not a thing. I will say this. If I were going to go to this show and if I was going to do a concert, I think the most appropriate thing would be... Mm-hmm.
Baby shark. We're doing this because our producer hates the song.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Ooh, I love that we have Fran Drescher joining us this hour. A little schmoozing with Fran Drescher coming up. Just a little bit. You know her from The Nanny, Living with Fran, Happily Divorced, so many other things. What is it that you love about Fran most? I know that she's an icon to you.
Well, I mean, first of all, I was like, there was no Jewish girl representation, glam, fun, leopard-loving people growing up except for Fran Drescher. I mean, this sounds so crazy, but I have loved Fran for 20 years. And when I went on American Idol, I made it very well known that that was my queen. And that's how I got the reoccurring role on Living with Fran.
Yeah.
And she's ultimately who I want to be.
I agree. She reminds me of every aunt I've ever had. The accent's very familiar. Where she's from is where my Italian relatives are from. And so my Aunt Bunny and everything, they all sound like Fran.
Yeah.
And it's a certain aesthetic and a certain vibe that I just felt reminded me of home. And so not to mention, Fran's comedic timing is unparalleled to anyone. I think Lucille Ball. So as an actor, I think Fran has like the timing of any iconic legend in the sitcom space. Multicam work can be really tricky. It's live audience and you need to make it clear and, you know, keep the viewer coming back. And I think we're also invested, not to mention she was kind of one of the first drag queens. As for cisgender female, she had all the wigs, all the outfits. Remember, everything was like tailored and perfect. You could not buy this stuff off the rack.
No, but what's amazing about her also is she has been in recovery of uterine cancer for 18 years. She's done so much work with the Cancer Society. She's written many books, even including a children's book. She's got into voice animation. Like, she really has done it all. She found her niche and just kills it.
Do you remember Celebrities Uncensored?
No.
It was like a TMZ style show. So I went to Fran Drescher's Cancer Schmancer event in like, I don't know, it was like in, I don't know, Bel Air or something when I was visiting LA. Well, there was like a gay bachelor show called Boy Meets Boy. And the bachelor from that, the show had already ended. It was airing, but it hadn't ended. And he and I were seen leaving her Cancer Schmancer event. And a TMZ style show picked it up. They're like, oh, and they pinned us as a new Hollywood couple. Let me tell you something. I got so much trouble with Bravo because they're like, don't do that. You can't be seen with him. The show isn't finished airing. It ruins the integrity of the show. We're supposed to believe they live happily ever after. I got in big trouble.
And it was all from Cancer Schmancer.
But I tell you, Fran just also had a talk show, which I went on the talk show to talk about my upbringing and my sort of being disconnected from my mom and my family. And she couldn't have been more nice and warm. I even sang this song that I had out at the time called Broken with her band. They played my song and I sang live. National TV, not to brag, but kind of to brag. And it's funny because I don't even do that stuff anymore. But yeah. I love Fran so much. I'm getting a little nervous. So while I calm my nerves, why don't you give us some news on the beat till we get to Fran Drescher? So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, you guys. Well, fear not, because if you're having a birthday and you're feeling like you're hitting over the hill a little bit, you got a couple celebrities that you can hang out with, because Susan Sarandon is turning 73 today, looking better than ever, though. She's so gorgeous, and I love that she smokes so much weed. It's my favorite thing about her. There's also Alicia Silverstone, 43 years old. Rachel Lee Cook, she's turning 40. And then Dakota Johnson is turning 30 years old. So happy birthday to you. All right, you guys, in news, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's planning to leave the hospital this weekend and will be back in action in time for the next Democratic primary debate. The 78-year-old presidential contender had an unscheduled heart procedure this week after doctors discovered a blockage in one artery, and his campaign said he would be off the trail for a bit to recover. Now, there is no word yet on when exactly Sanders will return to his busy 2020 schedule, but campaign surrogates will fan out across the country this weekend, headlining events in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. According to one aide, the mood inside Sanders' campaign headquarters is business as usual. All right, you guys, want better news in support of National Coming Out Day and the one-year anniversary of Channel Q? We're flying you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q, Los Angeles, California, for a weekend getaway. We'll take you out in West Hollywood for happy hour at the world-famous Abbey, put you up in an amazing hotel, and give you two tickets to LA's biggest event of the year, We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl, starring Taylor Swift, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, and more. Celebrate Channel Q's coming out and National Coming Out Day in LA. Go to wearechannelq.com to enter to win and for more details. Now, coming up, she was a 90s sitcom star and went on to create and produce so many other shows. She is an author, and she is coming to Palm Springs October 12th, schmoozing with Fran Drescher. We will be schmoozing with her next.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new
Well, she was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens. How many people sang along to Ann Hampton Calloway, who was the singer of this song, for The Nanny? The opening credits, the iconic cartoon sketching.
Oh, my God. The red suit dress with the leopard trimming, please.
We actually have, I think, this is your number one queen. This is Michaela's idol in life, and I just love her because she taught me how to be in a sitcom. She is the big-hearted, the most talented, I think, comedy actress. Actress of our generation.
Yes.
Fran Drescher, welcome back to the Morning Beats.
Hi, Fran.
Good morning.
Good morning,
How
love.
Are you guys?
We're
good
doing
morning.
Great.
We're good. Let me tell you something. Fran, our DMs on our social media is blowing up.
All on you being on the show
people
today.
People are so obsessed with you. Yeah. You were so many people's crushes. They thought you were so hot and beautiful. So they're so
still
excited
are, still
tuning
are.
In.
I
of
mean,
course.
Listen, audiences, basically brought you to icon status for playing Fran Fine on The Nanny. Now, is it urban legend or is it true that you were actually seated on a flight with a TV executive?
Well, here's what happened. Here, I'll let me say this.
This somebody is what Michaela told me.
Yeah, okay. Somebody one time gave me inspiration. They said, "You can't be afraid of anything because Fran Drescher went on a plane and she was going to fly to Paris and she sat down next to this TV exec and she said, well, he can't go anywhere, so I'm going to pitch this show to him and see how it goes." And truly, that's how this baby was born.
Is
it true or false?
No, it's definitely true. I actually, I convinced him to hear my pitches. I didn't even have the idea for The Nanny yet.
So smart.
And then I went on to London during my trip, and I spent the day with Twiggy, the one and only.
Oh, my gosh.
Her, like, little 11-year-old daughter. And that was when I came up with the idea because it felt so funny to me being an adult with this kid and not telling her what was good for her, but telling her what was good for me.
That's a great idea. You know, it's sometimes hard to get one sitcom off the ground and get it successful. You've had three huge iconic sitcoms, plus your own talk show, notable guest stars on Living with Fran, like Kyan from my cast of Queer Eye. Our very own Michaela Gordon was on that show. Everyone always asks, and I'm sure it's, I remember seeing you at an event at the LGBT Center, and people were like, will we see you back on TV on a series soon? Because we miss you.
Yes, I'm actually shooting right now a new NBC series called Indebted, and that's going to be on in early 2020, along with Will and Grace.
Oh my gosh,
that's amazing.
Congratulations on that. We're so thrilled for you.
Well, if you guys are tuning in, if you can't already tell, we are with the incredible Fran Drescher, and we want to talk about Schmoozing with Fran Drescher that's happening in Palm Springs, but before we do, we have to ask this one question. Really, it's me asking the question.
Everyone wants
to know.
Is
there any truth to The Nanny, the musical, or The Nanny television reboot? Can you tell us anything?
All I can say is in a couple of weeks, there's going to be an announcement as the last contract was finally closed. And that will be very exciting, I think, to nanny fans. But
Fran, I just got chills. I just got chills.
Fran, I wasn't ready to tell the people I was rebooting the nanny for you. So now you've blown up my cover. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about Palm Springs. Palm Springs is coming up with you. Fran Drescher is going to be in Palm Springs as part of the Outlandish Palm Springs Festival. Schmoozing with Fran Drescher, her big show that you, I know you did in P-Town. A lot of friends that saw you there. Friends of yours and fans who want to see you on October 12th for Schmoozing with Fran. What can the fans expect from the show?
Oh, it's going to be, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's kind of me sharing stories in a funny stand-up kind of way.
Yeah.
That relate to my life experience. So a little bit of it is about, you know, my health, mm-hmm. My gay ex-husband, PETA,
yep.
My parents, getting older, the nanny, all of that, my
all
career.
The good stuff. I love it. All the good stuff. And if you want to get tickets for this, it's outlandishps.com. We'll put it on our website as well. Michaela, now what are you going to do? There's going to be important news dropped about the nanny or possibly the nanny musical in a couple weeks.
I already told you what I'm going to do. I'm manifesting and I'm going to I'm going to be announcing news with Fran. We both have news to announce. We're very excited about this.
Yes.
Fran, I do have to say you did shaped my entire career, my life. You know how I feel about you. Also, I do want to say for all the work that you have done, with the Cancer Society. You're an 18-year uterine cancer survivor.
And
I know you talk about that
too,
a lot. It's huge. That's major, major that you do that for women and for men.
Yeah.
It's very important.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so people have cancer on the tip of their tongue. But I love all the work that you've been doing with Cancer Schmancer. I know when I first LA party was actually an event for Cancer Schmancer, and I was like,
oh, wow, that's
so moved.
Cool. You know, we have a major event coming up on November 2nd, the Fran Drescher Masterclass Health Summit at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion in the Los Angeles Music Center.
Fantastic.
So that's on a Saturday, and pretty much the whole day, we have one riveting speaker that's going to blow your mind after another.
Wow.
And organic breakfast and lunch. And people don't even want to go to the restroom because they are afraid they're going to miss something. And it goes fast. Everybody, you know, the speakers are very exciting, and they're very outside-of-the-box thinkers. They're
yeah.
all, you know, doctors and authors, and people walk away, and they feel like, oh, my God, I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to change that. I'm going to make that doctor's appointment. And so I encourage everyone to go to cancerschmancer.org. And get their tickets. And if they're unable to come, then they can always watch it as a live stream. But
oh,
it's
perfect.
Really exciting to be in the room. It's a tax-deductible donation. And then you get to, you know, if you get a VIP ticket, you get to meet me and speak with me and the doctors afterwards.
Oh, that's great.
In the beautiful founders room. So
that's incredible.
Those are kind of two big things coming up.
Yeah.
Outlandish. PS.com. And I didn't mention that after my stand-up, I open it up to Q&A. So
that's worth it alone.
Can get to raise their hands.
Yeah, they can talk to you and get personal with you.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So Outlandish is happening October 12th.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your tickets at outlandishps.com. And then please remind us, we will talk about what's happening November 2nd because we want people to go to the Health Summit, inform themselves, and be with you. Fran?
We'll remind all
I
our fans.
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
No problem.
Really, it's going to be an amazing day. It always is. Absolutely.
Well, Fran Drescher, thank
riveting.
You so much for the inspiration and for the continued advocacy that you do for so many. You're a true icon and a legend, and we'll see you October 12th.
We love you, Fran.
Oh,
thank you.
That'll be so great.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
How much do we love Fran Drescher?
I know, we can't stand it. We adore
her. Is your heart a little broken because there's an announcement made in a couple weeks and that was news to you?
Why would my heart be broken?
Because, I don't know, I thought the announcement was supposed to be like, you know, you would already have known about it. It would have been in What's Poppin' or something.
No, you're going to negative thinking. We could just be making an announcement that maybe it's in the works. It hasn't been cast yet.
Oh, she said something about a contract.
Maybe it's her contract.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm texting everyone I've ever known in my life to find out. Now!
That's
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So that was amazing. Fran Drescher taking a little time of her busy day to join us here on the Morning Beat to talk about her upcoming performance. Schmoozing with Fran on October 12th in Palm Springs. OutlandishPS.com to get those tickets.
I know. I love it. I'm so excited.
By the way, in case you just tuned in and you missed our interview with Fran Drescher, you can always find us in podcast form after the show. Head on over to WeAreChannelQ.com. to find our podcast there or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for the Morning Beat, Channel Q, and all that business. It's easy to find.
That's right.
So you and I have many things in common. One of the things that we have in common most is you and I are not necessarily super into going to movie theaters. We like movies. We just don't love going to the movie theater itself.
Yeah, I don't. Even with the iPick.
Yes, like, where it's glamorous and they give you drinks
that,
and food. Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
Here's the interesting thing. We've made cinema so accessible. You know, you can get a beautiful living room and get comfortable with a massive screen TV and all your favorite munchies with your dog. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to go to a movie theater, sit with possible strangers or loud or annoying or pushing the back of my chair or crying baby. You know, I don't want to deal with all that stuff. And so I don't go to movies. But then something happened in the recent years, which got me really, really nervous. You know,
yeah.
There was a mass shooting. Well, there was a shooting that took place at Amy Schumer's movie. Do you remember that?
No.
What? Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, girl, she had to come out and talk about. Yeah, Amy Schumer had a big release of her movie, and a gunman opened fire and killed a couple of people. I think it was two people in this, and she became a very strong advocate for gun violence.
Oh my God, no! I honestly thought you were talking about the story about where 12 people were killed and 70 wounded at the Dark Knight Rises.
That's
the problem.
One.
There's so many.
But see, with the Dark Knight Rises, you're like, oh, it's violence. This was a comedy, and it happened.
Wow.
So in my mind, movie theaters are no longer a safe space. And then as we were prepping this story, I was talking to our producer Justin and you, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. It's deceiving because you have to give a ticket to a college student to get into the movie theater. And then for some odd reason, in my mind, all the checks and balances to get to my seat, I think I've faked some kind of level of security. And I'm like, wait a minute. There is zero security. If I can smuggle in a water bottle full of Bacardi...
Who's doing that? I know, same.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that there's no security. So now there are threats, credible threats. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are warning law enforcement ahead of the opening weekend of the movie Joker after a number of threats were posted online calling for mass shootings at showings of this specific movie.
Well, so this is interesting. And how this story sort of also kind of came up is that I went to go see It, the second It, this past weekend at Universal City Walk. And it was a beautiful theater. And I was there with my friends. And I was, you know, enjoying it. I was excited to see this movie. I saw the Joker preview. And I was like creeped out, to be honest with you. And then for a moment, I said, oh my God, I'm sitting in this theater. If anything were to happen, it could very easily happen. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know what they look like because it's so dark in here. You wouldn't even necessarily see it coming.
Yeah.
And then it begs the question, is our social lives subconsciously lacking because of fear of these mass shootings happening at festivals, at prides, at movie theaters, anywhere that you
go now? You
think
it's just making people want to stay home?
I feel like subconsciously, because I will say this too, even Lisa brought it up as we were walking into Life is Beautiful. She gave me like a little pep talk in case there was any kind of...
But I felt a little more safe there because we went through security. So in my mind, it was a little safer.
Of course, but the way that Mandalay Bay happened, he was shooting from window of the hotel.
Yeah.
You know, and so it does. Is it subconsciously getting in our mind like, I don't know if I want to go there? I mean, you've talked about when you go to gay bars and you look at your exit plan before you get your drink.
Oh, yeah, I do. I know exactly where the exits are. I'm putting my back to the wall. I don't trust nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. You listen, it's hard to describe, but like not necessarily gun shootings. I think Vegas was the closest for that. But like September 11th and kind of bomb threats. I've been around a lot of things that make me anxious about massive crowds. And movie theaters just seem like you're in this trap space in the dark. You know what I mean? Well, listen, I hope that theaters amp up their security or just consider having security. I'll pay the extra dollar, you know, in my ticket price to get security.
Are we going too far? For me, I don't think so. But would we be going too far if we have metal detectors in front of every theater door?
I honestly remember when they wanded us when we went to go see A Star Is Born.
I'm good with it.
The advanced preview, and I thought Gaga was coming, but really they just wanted to see if we had any cameras, if we were going to make bootlegs of A Star Is Born. And I was convinced the whole time that Gaga was actually there.
Yeah, that's, yes.
And then no one showed up.
Nope, nobody.
Time to find out who Miley Cyrus has been kissing and what's popping. Michaela, what's popping?
Okay, you guys, so this is crazy. Now, I love Miley, and I'm all about, like, free love and doing your thing, but she's now going through a separation from Liam Hemsworth. Now she's broken up with Caitlyn Carter, who is Brody Jenner's ex-wife, and it seems to be that she was caught just yesterday making out with Cody Simpson. Now, Cody Simpson is a Malibu family friend. They've been friends for a very long time, so I don't want to speculate anything because it's been years they've been friends.
What's making out mean? Because Cody, this is a picture. I don't know. Do you trust those pictures when they see celebrities kissing?
No, because here's the thing. Just recently, I saw a friend of mine kissing this gay guy.
Yeah, me too.
And they were like, they're in a relationship now.
Me too. And I was like, that guy's gay. That happens all the time.
It does. It happens a lot. So I don't know. He's a singer-songwriter. He's kind of a little pop star. Mm-hmm. But it's rumored that now she may have moved on with him. And so we don't know that. We don't know 100%.
Right.
Okay, now moving on. This story is hilarious. We talked about how Jeff Lewis's little girl got kicked out of school, mm-hmm. out of preschool, because of comments he made on the radio.
Right.
Okay, well, she's in a new preschool. Mm-hmm. And he said he had to pull a Lori Loughlin to get his daughter into the new school.
Oh, my God.
And he said it on air.
Oh, stop it.
And Jill Zarin from Housewives of New York said, shut up. Oh. Stop talking. And he was like, just kidding. I just paid for the carnival at my kid's school. That's all I did. Like, tried to cover it up again. So hopefully
girl,
his mom... You would have thought he would have learned the first time.
I'm dying.
Like, I'm dying. Woo-hoo-hoo. What's he doing?
I don't know.
I know. All right, you guys. Well, listen. You'll love this story, Poppy. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, the star of Fleabag, who is fabulous.
I love her. Love her. Love
you
her.
You love her.
Love her.
She's hosting NSL.
What?
This weekend.
What is she hosting?
SNL.
You said NSL.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Listen, I was reading those three letters.
That's going to be your job in a couple years. I'm manifesting that for you.
Think NSL. SNL.
No, NSL, like you said the first time.
Thank you, snail. Yeah. Snail. I'm getting a snail. Fleabag and snail coming at you.
Michaela Gordon stars in
snail. Whoa. Well, maybe I'll be able to have Taylor Swift as a musical guest like SNL is. I think it'll be really exciting.
I'm
and apparently
excited.
She's a huge fan of Phoebe.
Now, this is only week two with the new cast and stuff. So I'm giving them a couple episodes before I completely check out. Last week was good. It's good moments.
Yes.
But like SNL, it's always, you never know what's going to work. It's the audience. It's the timing. It's
yeah, I know. We'll see how it goes. All right. Now, here's what I want to share with you. I know you love King Princess so much.
I do.
So she's come out with a new single.
Oh, the Anthem for Bottoms. That's what she calls it.
Yeah, that is it. I have yet to hear it yet. So we're going to take a listen.
Okay.
Channel Q exclusive.
Here we go. May not the best you had. Now let you throw it down. Hit the back. Tell me I need a spell. It's good. She basically just said 11 hours ago, how are we liking my bottom anthem? So, well, there you go.
Listen, we need more visibility in the bottom community. So
hit
there
the
you
back.
Go.
That's the name of the song. Hit the back. Good for her.
All right, you guys, we're rounding out what's popping. The Golden Girls costumes are now selling at Target.
Stop it. I want
it. So if you're confused.
But I need three other people to like go in on it. That's
whatever,
the problem.
Whatever, just dress mannequins up.
Oh my God, Justin, you really pleased me with
you
this.
You know what? Turn it up for Jay. It's Friday. He loves the Golden Girls.
Am
he
I the
constantly
one out
quotes
there?
Them.
I feel like I'm not.
No,
Pump
people
Springs,
are singing with you right
1031,
now.
1031, back me up here. I can say
give
every line.
Give us a couple notes. Sing it.
And if you threw a party.
Yes, Bobby!
In
Take us to the break. One more time for the people in the back.
You'd see the biggest gift would be for me. And the corner taps would say,
thank you for being a friend.
We'll be back. Keep it here.
Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Welcome back to the Morning Beat. It is I, Jay, and Michaela. Say hello, Michaela.
Good morning.
Hey, we're going to play a little trivia this hour, which is always fun for us here on the Morning Beat. Plus, there's bizarre world records that are out there that I guarantee you didn't know existed, and we've got a list of those. So those are going to be in store for you at the end of the hour here. What are you going to do this weekend? What is your weekend like? What is your weekend plan? Tell me all about it.
First of all, I'm so pleased. Me and Lisa are finally back together in one home, and our kitchen is almost done, so we decided today that we're going to get all of our fall decorations. We're going to decorate our home and watch some scary movies.
Cute.
And just be in love. And then we leave for Vegas tomorrow for my niece's wild third birthday party.
Okay, so can I give you my weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, so today is going to be clean the house because the boy's coming tomorrow.
Right.
So I have to clean everything, make it all, like, at least figure out what decor is going to stay out, what else goes back into the closet, right? Because not leaving things out.
Cute.
Tomorrow morning, got to drop the dog off at daycare. Then I'm going to the Veuve Clicquot Polo, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go for a couple hours just to say I went. Then back home, last looks. Just make sure the apartment's good. Picking up the boy from the airport. Now the boy's got a dog, so we got to get the dog acclimated. By the time we get like all settled in, I'm imagining it's going to be 10:30. Now you're on the fence. Now you can go out and do something, or you can stay in the house and maybe just cuddle up and watch a movie.
Right.
Who knows? That's going to be Saturday. Sunday, I don't know, maybe brunch? What do you recommend on a Sunday if someone's visiting town? A brunch, maybe?
Yeah.
Sunday brunch?
Where's drag brunch? Is there a drag brunch at Abbey?
Yeah, there's Hamburg Mary's. Well, Hamburger's drag brunch. There's also, so it's drag brunch. And then Sunday night, I'm taking him to the Magic Castle.
Oh, I love the Magic Castle.
Isn't that
great? It's my favorite. Yes.
Yeah. When you do that, Ben Roman hooked it up. And then on Monday, the show, and then right after the show, we're speeding off to Disneyland.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great weekend together.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Listen, this is the Make or Break weekend, you guys. We can come back with some serious information. It's going to be the two of you. It's the first time you're alone. You're experiencing one another.
Experiencing
I think it's
going to
be great. Well, no, because it was Life is Beautiful with a group of people.
Oh, 100%.
Now it's just the two of you living and loving.
What if I snore?
Well, you know what happens. People snore.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes Lisa snores and I wake her up.
That's great.
I say, turn on. Turn on your side. Lisa, turn on your side.
Okay, this is not interesting to people. Let's get to what is interesting, and that is the news on the beat. Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys, well, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you from Channel Q. You are celebrating with a lot of fabulous celebrities, including Alicia Silverstone, 43 years old today. Susan Sarandon, 73 years old. Rachel Lee Cook from She's All That, 40. And Dakota Johnson, 30 years old. Happy birthday. I hope you have so much fun this weekend. All right, you guys, in other news, someone who's not having fun at all, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's planning to leave the hospital this weekend and will be back in action in time for the next Democratic primary debate. The 78-year-old presidential contender had an unscheduled heart procedure this week after doctors discovered a blockage in one artery, and his campaign said he would be off the trail for a bit to recover. There is no word yet on when exactly Sanders will return to his busy 2020 schedule, but campaign surrogates will fan out across the country this weekend, headlining events in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. According to one aide, the mood inside Sanders' campaign headquarters is business as usual. All right, you guys, moving on. The revelations keep coming in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's relationship with Ukraine. Trump's former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, yesterday released text messages exchanged with a Ukrainian aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Then the text messages sent before the July 25th call at the center of the impeachment inquiry provided a tangible link between the call and Trump's request that Ukraine investigate his political interests. Trump doubled down on his actions, saying in a tweet that he has the absolute right as president to ask other countries to investigate corruption. He also told reporters at the White House that China should also launch an investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, a satire video about the Bidens that Trump tweeted out has been removed from Twitter after a copyright complaint. The video featured a long-running internet joke involving a song by Canadian rock band Nickelback. Wow, That story's interesting. All right, you guys. Well, of course, in support of National Coming Out Day and the one-year anniversary of Channel Q, we want to fly you and a friend out to the home of Channel Q, Los Angeles, California. We'll put you in an amazing hotel and take you to happy hour so you can enjoy the biggest event of the year, We Can Survive concert, starring Taylor Swift, Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, Camila Cabello, and more. Celebrate Channel Q's coming out and National Coming Out Day in LA. Go to wearechannelq.com to enter to win. For more details, now coming up, Justin, our producer, has prepared a trivia time, a trivia game for us. We want you to play along with us. We'll find out when we come back.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
The new Channel Q.
A little something sweet for your morning. It's time for some candy trivia. Now, you can play along in your car or wherever you're listening to us right now as Michaela and I go head-to-head. Our producer, Justin, is going to run the game. This is, again, candy trivia.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm excited.
That's right, guys. So, candystore.com took 12 lists of the best and worst candies published on websites such as BuzzFeed, Business Insider, so on and so forth. And they also surveyed more than 40,000 of their customers. And it gave them this list of the top 10 worst Halloween candy.
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
Well, we already know that 50% of the population do not like candy corn, according to our own personal polls.
So, I'm going to do a coin toss to see who goes first. Okay. And, oh, what do you see? It's Jay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Great. This is the worst candy?
Wait, did you toss the coin? You just looked at it.
I know. I made it up.
Oh, my gosh. Michaela.
Three.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going by truth right now. I didn't know we were miming. I'm sorry. We have an entertainer in the room. I'm on.
It's radio.
the magic of radio.
That's right.
Jay, you're up first.
Okay, and this is the candy's least favorite, right?
Least favorite candies. So not all of these are brand names, you know, just general candy sometimes.
Oh,
so.
I was going to say Tootsie Roll because it gets hard to chew, but no, that's
well,
what
that's
we know.
Well, that's a brand name, too. It can also be that. So are you going to go with
yeah,
Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, I'll go with that. I don't think it's right, but I'll go with that.
Oh, my really? God, it's right?
I don't like it.
Number five.
I'm obsessed with Tootsie Rolls. Let me see your Tootsie Rolls.
No, I like the flavor. I don't like the chocolate one. I like the tangerines.
Love the chocolate one. Oh,
you
no.
like the fruit ones?
Yeah, that's more like Starburst.
Those
that's
are
why.
Good, though.
I like Starburst.
All right.
I'm starting to think that Justin's palate is entirely heterosexual, and that's why everything he says to us is, what's wrong with you? Why don't you like this? I'm realizing you and I might have a very gay palate.
Yeah, we're gay.
Yeah.
We're gay. All right, I've got one. I'm going to say black licorice.
Yes.
But I love black licorice.
Number eight.
Oh, whoa, God, whoa. The worst. This is hard because now I'm like really hungry for candy, so it all sounds good.
I know.
Payday?
Payday.
Love
I love paydays.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with.
Thinking of things
like,
I don't go for often.
Maybe taffy?
Laffy Taffy?
Got to be more specific.
Laffy?
No. Not
Taffy.
Jay, top 10 worst candies.
Top 10 worst candies. I'll go with candy corn because 50% of the population said
yeah.
Like
duh. What did it? It's number one.
Number one.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. All right. Okay.
These people are right.
They're right. I'm going to say, okay, so we said black licorice. We said Tootsie Rolls. We said candy corn. How about those disgusting peeps? Not on there, but should be.
How about red vines? Damn it.
I think that kind of goes with licorice.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Oh, I didn't know if she said black licorice.
Yeah, I didn't.
Just said licorice, number eight.
Okay, can I say,
the worst candies?
I love candy. It's so hard for me.
I know. I'm scrolling through. People are screaming right now, I'm sure.
They're screaming at us. Okay, I'm going to say, how about those wafers?
Oh.
The Necco wafers.
Yeah.
Number five.
But also love those too.
I do
just
love
speaking
those
for
too.
People Jeez. That hate them. I used to actually, because I went to Catholic school, I used to make my brother play along with me and I'd make him come up to me like I was the priest and give him the Holy Eucharistic
way
wafer.
Too much for me.
You know what I really like is Pop Rocks, but I don't know if people like that.
Oh, Lisa's obsessed.
No, that didn't make the cut.
Yeah, tied to two. Michaela, top 10 worst candies.
That was a good one. Okay, I'm going to say now and laters.
Now and laters.
How about those candy necklaces, the candy jewelry
Oh
stuff?
My God, you're so right. Those are disgusting.
I know,
and you had every right to say
those
that.
Those are disgusting.
You
though,
suck on them and you put them back on.
I hate it.
It's not sanitary.
I'm going to say, what else is out there? Oh, you know what? Whatever has that nasty cherry in the middle
of it. The cordials. Chocolate cordials. Oh, that's what I was
saying. We are selling this game.
I know, we really are.
Okay, you give one more, I'll give one more, and then you tell us.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that it would be, I don't know. Everything sounds delicious right now. Oh, like the M&M pretzels.
That's
my least favorite.
Okay, I'm going to end this baby with, I'm going to say that I really don't like jelly beans.
All right,
okay, let's break it down. So the top 10 worst candies of all time. Number 10, Bitto Honey.
Oh my God, how dare? Bitto Honey is the bomb.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I will bring you some.
Okay. It's like honey chewy taffy.
Oh my
candy,
God, they're the best. They pull out all of your fillings, but worth it.
Got it.
Number 9, Good and Plenty.
I can co-sign on that.
I'm obsessed with Good and Plenty. You should just give it to me because it went with black licorice.
Number 8 is licorice. Number 7, Smarties.
Yeah, I hate Smarties.
Yeah. Tom's like, yeah.
They actually didn't even cross my mind.
At all.
Yeah.
Because they're not candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 6, Tootsie Rolls you got. Number 5, Necco Wafers. Number 4, have you ever heard of those wax Coke bottles?
I was visualizing it. I was like, I don't know the
disgusting
name of that. Yeah.
Yes, and they actually like have a Coke flavor in the middle
of it.
Stop it. It's disgust.
Number 3, they're called Peanut Butter Kisses. It's those black and orange wrapped ones that are unmarked. They're just throwaway candy.
I love peanut butter, so I'd probably love it.
Mm. They're like the wafer ones, yeah. No. Mm.
Okay.
We used to have them in the studio. You guys remember? We used
to
eat them.
I used to love those.
Yeah, we liked those.
They were from like 1984, but we loved
them. Exactly.
Yeah.
And number 2, the last one you missed, Circus Peanuts.
Oh my God! No, Circus Peanuts were the bomb. When I was a little kid, that was
peanuts.
You remember? They look like actual circus peanuts, and
what the heck is? Oh, okay.
But they're like white and pink.
Oh no, and they're like
dusty.
They're styrofoam peanuts.
Yes.
Oh, they're so good. I'd eat them right now if I could.
No, ew, they're so gross. They're orange.
Yes.
They look like they taste like orange sherbet, and they don't.
No,
and they're chalky.
I love them.
And of course, the number 1 for Right Thinking Americans, candy corn.
Oh God, now I want some candy corn.
All right, I love candy corn actually, and I'm bringing it to the studio on Monday, and I'm going to put it right in your face, Justin.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
All right, every now and again, we like to do a little funny stuff and just kind of lead a little window into some of the most bizarre things you've never heard of. So it's only suiting that we are going to chat with our friends, Allie and Jared, who are with Drop the Subject, having a special broadcast of their show today.
Hello!
We'll give you some of these bizarre things that hold the world record you never knew existed.
Oh,
now,
yikes. Okay. Yeah,
exactly. How many toothpicks do you think someone could fit into a long beard?
Oh, okay. I'm really glad you didn't say a mouth.
No.
I know. I thought so too. I was like,
toothpicks
first of all, painful.
In a beard.
In a beard?
World record.
No, take
Guinness book.
200.
It's going to be 2,000.
I will say 500.
It's actually 3,500.
Oh my God.
I win from Price is Right rules.
That looks He looks like a porcupine.
He does. All right. How about this one? This one's really funny. Most tricks performed by a pig in a minute.
Oh.
First of all, the fact that pigs are even tricking right now, into this.
Is the economy really bad? Like, why are they having a... okay, I would say...
Pigs turning tricks?
I would say 15.
15? Judge says 15 tricks in a minute. How many?
I would say 7.
7 tricks?
I'm going to go Mill Road. I'm going to go 10.
Allie's the closest, I think. It's 13.
I was the closest.
You're closest,
but she went.
Price is Right rules.
Exactly.
Price is Right rules.
She was the closest without going
All right, so longest hair on a teenager...
I saw this one, so I'm not going to answer. I actually saw it.
If it's a Nicki Minaj fan, it's going to be at least 55 inches.
It's 5 feet and 7 inches. That's
taller than my body. Nice. I'm 5'2". Her hair is 5'7".
That is crazy.
That's offensive.
That's embarrassing.
Her
the hair can ride rides that you can't.
Exactly right.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
That's true. I can model.
I don't know where one would wear this, other unless you're Billy Porter walking red carpet, but the tallest hat...
The tallest hat. I would say
3 feet.
Well, it's that cat, isn't it?
I'm thinking it's gonna be something extreme. It's like a 5 foot hat.
It's a 15 feet 9 inches.
Shut up.
Oh my God, who's
serious?
Walking around
it's
with 15 foot hats?
In it. Yeah, I don't know.
This guy has too much time.
I feel like people create these things just to kind of have something to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Like there are people who chase world records.
Yeah.
And apparently the John Oliver on Last Week Tonight, they did this whole thing about like the world records things and how like it's kind of crazy how they do them, and like they're a little unethical sometimes too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it was like that guy who was growing out his nails to be the longest nails ever, and he's like, I can't sleep for more than a half an hour without having to move my hand over, and like, I'm like, but you can't live your life. Is this just about to get a world record?
Just to get in a book? Like, take a nap,
someone
bro.
Give him a lollipop. All right, I'll end with this one because I'm going to go to the gym today and I've be trained. Most consecutive pull-ups using just pinky. Just using pinkies.
Oh my God.
My God.
None. That's impossible.
I'm thinking if it's 10, that's wild.
100, it's easy.
She was like, I totally do it every day.
Allie?
I'm going to go 101, okay. Jay. 101.
Stop it! You're a cheater! Do you want to like BBs?
36.
Your
pinky? Yeah. A guy in Italy, yeah.
We were like 1,000.
Guys, have a great weekend. Keep it here for Drop the Subject coming up next. And thank you to our producer, Justin. We'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.